What are the benefits of talking to strangers? Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I'm super grateful for your attention. I want to talk today about something that is very close to my heart, and that is the importance of talking to strangers. I know, it sounds weird. I live in New York City. Why would I talk to strangers? Well, it turns out in New York City, lots of people talk to strangers. There are people who are sort of dun, 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 and they're on their way and they're walking and they're doing and they're moving and they're grooving and they don't stop. But so many people do. I've mentioned this before on the show that if I look lost, someone will stop me and go, "Hey, do you need some help? Are you trying to get somewhere? Can I help you at all?" And they do. They help. It's amazing to me that there's this overarching desire. You wouldn't think this would happen with New Yorkers, but there's an overarching desire to help, and they do. So I was thinking about the other day, why is it important to me to talk to strangers? Well, I have a few reasons that I want to discuss with you, and I want to talk about it from the perspective of the benefits. What are the benefits of talking to strangers? And there are many and myriad, I have to say, but let me just start with sort of the first one. If you talk to a stranger, you are engaging someone. You are connecting with someone who might be very lonely. They might feel isolated. And frankly, in New York City where I live, I know there are a lot of people walking around with smiles on their faces who probably feel very alone. And I'm sure you've done it too. You've probably been in situations where you're putting on a good front, you've got a happy face on, but on the inside you feel lonely, you feel alone. And wouldn't it be amazing if someone with no preconceived notions and no baggage and no desire other than to make a connection with another human being approached you and engaged you in conversation? You'd feel connected. So that notion is super important because it's funny, we have so many billions of people on the planet, but yet so many of us are wandering around feeling isolated and alone. So I want to really focus on that part of it, that if you reach out to someone and engage with them in conversation, someone who's a stranger, someone who's sitting at the next table, someone who's standing in front of you or behind you in line, someone you're next to on the subway, and you don't have that weird, creepy energy of you're being on the make, you're just connecting to someone. It brings us back to me to sort of sitting around the bonfire in ancient times and listening to stories and connecting with one another and spending time together just talking. Nowadays, we don't take that time. We don't have a lot of time and we don't take that time. And that's one of the reasons so many of us walk around feeling alone, isolated, like we're solo in this world. Well, that's one of the ways to combat it. If you sense someone else might be lonely, reaching out to them is great. But also if you feel lonely, like I said, if someone reached out to you with nothing weird or creepy, just a desire to connect with another person and to say hello, to mention something that you're both seeing or both doing and ask an opinion about it, something like that is amazing. And it can work at work also, but I'm talking about right now for the moment in your personal life. If you're out and about and you see someone who looks like they might want to be engaged, engage them, talk with them, mention something about the weather, something about what you're both doing there, ask them a question about what brings them to where they are, or if they like whatever it is they're doing, reading, seeing, talking about, whatever. So there's a way. But also if you feel lonely, you know, it's not about waiting for someone else to rescue you. It's about taking it in your own hands and going, you know what? I feel kind of lonely. I feel kind of isolated. I'm going to go reach out to people. I started the Vegan Writers of New York City Facebook group, but it's a Facebook group, because I felt like I wanted more connections with people. Honestly, I wanted to connect more with people. I wanted to know people better. And New York is one of those places, as I said, you can feel really very much alone in a city of 8 million people. So I said, you know what, I'm going to form a group. I wanted it to be a bunch of vegans because that makes it a lot easier for me as far as where we go and what we do. I never have to worry about somebody going, well, I want to eat an Outback Steakhouse. I won't go to Outback Steakhouse. So that would have been a non-starter for me. But you see my point. Like, figure out if you're going to start something like that, if you're going to start embarking on talking with strangers, figure out what are the commonalities you have, right? It's not a blank slate. Go to places where you like to do things. Like, if you like museums, if you go visit a museum and someone is there by themselves and you're there by yourself, strike up a conversation over a painting or a sculpture, ask them what they think of it. Ta-da, there, you're started on a conversation. So if you feel isolated and alone, talking with strangers in that way it's invaluable. It really is. So that's one thing, engaging with someone to sort of feel more connected, less alone. Yes. But also, and this is something that I think is so crucial, it makes you feel like an individual in their eyes, and it makes them feel like an individual in your eyes. You are unique. You are a person now. You're not a faceless somebody, nobody. You are someone. You are person who has identity. You are a person who has value because you've connected, you've spoken. And in this increasingly impersonal world, having that kind of personal connection is amazing. And you know what's really funny? I was talking the other day to a friend and I was saying that sometimes the most traditional things that we used to do that we don't do anymore, if we bring them back, they're innovations, you know? And I talk about that a lot. You know, this is the Innovative Mindset Podcast, but it is interesting how if you build that curiosity, you're doing something that has been done for millennia, that figuring out who people are and wanting to know and getting curious about them and really being interested in their ideas and their thoughts, that's been going on since time immemorium. And yet, because we're so isolated, doing that in some ways is a radical act. So there you go. That's how this is innovative, is we're bringing back sort of this great big cycle of becoming interested in people on an individual, who are you really, basis. And it's real. I've said this before and I'll say it again. If someone is an individual, if there's an actual person in there, then you can't be indifferent to them. You automatically will have an opinion on who they are, likely something positive, but at least you will have something. They won't be nameless and faceless. They'll have a name, they'll have a face, and they'll have an identity to you, to your brain. And that makes the way you treat them different, and that makes the way they treat you also different. Also, another reason to talk to strangers is you can help each other through that connection. Right? You can find a way, and this I do all the time. I find a way to be helpful to new people. That's my history. And if you've read my book, Speak From Within, all about how to engage and motivate audiences, being helpful, knowing your role and finding a way you could be helpful is really powerful. And so that's what I do. I find a way to be helpful to people, and I find a way to engage with them in a way that I can help them. Why? A, because it's helpful to them, and it makes their lives better. But it also gives us another point of connection, super important. So anytime I can be helpful, if I can be, not like turning myself into a pretzel, but if I can be, of course I'm going to do it. Why? Because again, it builds that connection. It lets us both be people, individuals in each other's eyes. And that brings me to an example. Today, my husband and I were at our storage unit, where we keep a bunch of stuff we don't use very often, but that we still need for jobs, for gigs, whatever. And we have a corner unit. And so we were there emptying some things out. We're preparing to move in the next few months. So we are doing a lot of this kind of stuff right now, getting ready for it. And around the corner, all of a sudden, we heard piano playing. It was a little off tune, but there was piano playing. And I went, huh, that's weird. In the middle of his big storage unit, like a you store it type of thing, there's someone playing live piano. And I peeked around the corner and there was this family there, and they had an open storage unit. Their storage unit was open and they had one thing in there, an upright piano. And I looked at it and I looked at the young man playing it and I went, wow, that's super cool. And so I started asking them, you know, what are you doing with the piano in a storage unit? And I said, did you just buy it? And they said, no, we were given it as a gift. We don't have any room for it right now, so we're keeping it here. And the son had played beautifully, and I congratulated him on his prowess. And we started chatting, and he said, yeah, it's out of tune. It needs to be tuned. And it did. It really needed to be tuned. And I mentioned something. They asked me, oh, was I a musician? And I said, yes. I said, I'm a singer and a violinist. Oh, you're a violinist. My son plays the violin too. And the kid is just sort of standing there kind of looking bashful. But it was really sweet. And I said, yeah, that's wonderful. How long have you been playing, et cetera, et cetera? We talked about it. And he said, well, I haven't really played since COVID started because I haven't been in school for someone to tune it for me. And I went, oh, this is a moment where I can be super helpful to this family. And I went, well, here's how you tune it yourself. And I talked him through what he would need to do. And then there's this wonderful little app that sits on your iPhone called Instuner, Instuner. If you are interested in tuning your instrument, it's a great way to do it. You open the app, you pluck a string or however you would do it, blow, puck, whatever. If you pluck it, it will sound, and the Instuner uses your phone's microphone to see how off pitch that string is. And I tune my violin that way. I tune my guitars that way. I tune everything that way. And it's fabulous. It's digital, so you know you're going to be right on the money. And I explained to him how to use the app and told him what it was. And he said, wait, tell me again what it's called. And so he downloaded it and he's like, this is great. I'm going to be able to play the violin again. And the kid's father goes to me, wait, so do you teach music? And I said, yes. And he said, oh, well, we might be interested in lessons. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking on any new violin students right now. And it was still really nice to be asked, right? It was really nice to be asked. And quite frankly, sometimes you can see that kind of thing. I wasn't helpful to this family in the thought that I would get a new student out of it. That wasn't my goal. And yet it was a potential outcome, right? So that's something for you to think about is in those kinds of situations, talking to these folks, getting to listen to some fun piano playing, encouraging this young man to get back into his violin as well. And he left very excited. And that brings more art and creativity and music into the world, which leaves me very excited. But you see my point that it was a moment where if I had just ignored them, we wouldn't have had that interaction. None of that would have happened except for the piano would have played and I would have gone, oh, okay. So if I hadn't been curious about what the heck was going on and why piano was playing in the middle of a big storage facility, none of that would have happened. So giving yourself permission to talk to strangers in that way. Now, of course, you know, you have to be careful. You don't want to engage with someone who looks like they're dangerous in any way. Use your good judgment here, common sense rules. And yet, so many times, just engaging with someone, saying a hello is a way to really, again, make yourself seen and feel and have them feel seen. And that creates magic as far as I'm concerned. But also, and last but not least, is it allows your curiosity to grow, right? I satisfy my curiosity by looking around the corner and going, oh, there's someone playing piano. That's so cool. Who is this? And why is it happening? And then I got to have this lovely interaction and we all felt enriched by the experience. And if I had wanted to accept the request for taking on a new student, I would have even had some new business out of it. I didn't. It's not the work I'm doing so much right now, but you see how that could have happened. And it was not, I was not going, oh, there's someone playing piano. I'm going to go see if they need violin lessons. Because especially I don't play the piano. I mean, I can plink a few notes, but I don't play the piano. So this was nothing to do with money or business. This was a true and honest curiosity about, again, what the heck is someone doing playing live piano in the middle of a huge storage facility? And there is something magical and powerful and incredible about seeing the 16-year-old young man just sitting there. He was standing there playing the piano. It gave me such a lift because music and magic and art can happen anywhere, anytime, as long as you remain open to it and as long as you're willing to engage with it. That is the whole point. That kind of communication, that kind of interaction is magic. I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode all about the importance of connecting with strangers, of speaking to strangers. To me, it's a crucial thing for survival, for happiness, for feeling alive and being alive. And I hope that you enjoyed it. I did want to say that one of the things that's going on right now is that I'm starting to work with book clubs, and it's been really fun. Basically, the book Die by the Sword came out at the beginning of August, and already some book clubs have decided they're going to make it their book of the month to read. And so what I'm starting to do is, if you have a book club and you decide to make Die by the Sword one of your books of the month that you all read, which would be super cool, I would be more than happy to zoom in and talk to your book club and answer any questions that you have about the book. And that's one of those things where often you sort of go, well, I wonder what the author meant by this. Well, here's your chance to actually find out. So that's something that you can do. If you decide that you and your book club want to do that, just let me know, get in touch, tell me you bought the book, tell me when you're going to read it, and on the meeting when you're going to do it, I will zoom in and be available to answer questions, because it's fun for me. I'm in the middle of writing book two, and so quite frankly, getting a chance to talk with people who have freshly read the book and can have questions that would be really good for me to answer as I'm writing book two, that's going to be a huge game changer. And that is actually something else I'm doing. I'm going to try and do an Is No Rhymo in September and have the first 50,000 words of The Poisoned Cup, which is book two in this in the Cassie Belmont Tarot Reader Mystery Series, done. I don't know if it'll happen, but I'm really going to try very hard. So there is that. Again, this episode is brought to you by various groups and people, but mostly it is brought to you by Brain FM, which is the app I use to stay productive, to meditate, to fall asleep, to get creative. I use it all the time. I use it every single day, and it's been a game changer for me. So if you want to get an access to the app, you can get 20% off the app if you do it through brain.fm/innovativemindsetpodcast. You'll be able to get the 20% off. And yes, I'm an affiliate, so I get a little kickback if you do that, if you buy a month or even a year. And I'll tell you, it has changed the way I do things. It allows me to be so creative and so productive. And also, when I need to sort of knuckle down and do my taxes, that's what I listen to, and I need to do that too. And I found it supremely helpful. Alrighty, I hope, as I said, that you've enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.